Welcome to another episode of That's My Opinion, where OC, open communication, is a must, because that's the only way we're going to get through this thing called life together. It's by openly communicating our deepest thoughts and our utmost fears. Check me out on the web, on Instagram, at That's My Opinion, OC. You can also shoot me an email if there's a topic that you would like for me to cover for you. You need my opinion or my advice. I would do my best to answer all emails. The email is thatsmyopinionoc@gmail.com. Also, feel free to give financial donations that can help this station grow. Today, I'm going to talk about for 10 minutes or so, if you do not like what you're reaping, it's time to rethink what you're sowing. So many times in life, we are very comfortable wearing this blanket of being a victim. And the reason why I call it a blanket is because it literally covers you from your head to your toe. It's comfortable, it's cozy, and believe it or not, it's safe. It's always safe to be the victim in which you are able to escape all of your responsibilities and accountabilities within a certain situation. Nothing is ever your fault. You did nothing. Well, you can lie to me. You can lie to yourself. And that's the worst lie, when you're lying to yourself, because you can lie so well to yourself that you begin to believe the lie that you're telling yourself. It begins to become your truth. People have died believing their own lie. That's a whole nother podcast altogether. So I digress on that. However, you can begin to become a victim and get so cozy and comfortable in that situation that you take it on as being who you are. And so what happens is you begin to lie not only to yourself, but to everyone around you. Because you want everyone around you to see you as being the innocent victim. Oh, you're just a helpful person. You were just trying to help. You did nothing to cause the situation that you're in. However, upon further investigation, if you look, you can lie to everyone, including yourself. But what you sow, you're going to reap. You cannot lie to God. You cannot lie to the universe. You cannot lie to the powers that be. So what you put out there is going to be exactly what you're getting back. So if you look at your life and your life is not lining up with where you think you should be, and if you find yourself being the victim in all things, then you need to ask yourself, what have I sown that is causing me to reap this? And even when we ask ourselves this question, we tend to come back with the answer, well, I was too nice, or I was too caring, or I was too giving. There's no such thing as being too nice. There's no such thing as being too caring. And there's no such thing as being too giving. Those are yet other blinders that we put over our eyes to escape our real role in it. No, some of the things that you are reaping is because you was low down, because you didn't do things with a good heart. It's because you are a liar, because you are a cheater. So when you begin to reap certain things in your life, you have to honestly, I can't stress that word honestly enough, dissect what you have contributed into this world and what you are doing to sit up there and to allow you to reap these type of manifestation into your life. What have you done? If you don't own property, then you have to ask yourself, what have I done from the ages of 18 until the ages of XYZ that I have not owned my own property? If you are working a job where you're literally living paycheck to paycheck without any room for growth, you have to literally ask yourself, what have I done from 18 to XYZ age? The reason why I'm still stuck doing the same thing without growth, without financial security. If your credit is messed up, what have you done from 18 to XYZ age to establish your credit in a positive way? There's nothing happening in this world by coincidence. And I know especially people that have a spiritual connection, we like to say faith or fate or coincidence. No, you have to understand that you are where you are in life because of the decisions that you have made. And they're not from the positive decisions that you have made. They're from the negative decisions that you've made. They're from the decisions that you've made when you thought no one else was watching. They're from issues that you have not resolved. So get out of saying, I'm the victim. Woe is me. No, you're where you are because you've put yourself there. My grandmother, my late grandmother, may she rest in peace. She used to say, you made your bed hard, now lie in it. There's an empty bed. And you can make that bed however you see fit to lie in it. But we make our bed hard. And then we want to go out and buy another bed instead of fixing the hard bed that we've already made. I hope I'm making sense to you guys. You're going to reap what you sow. No matter how you lie to yourself, no matter how you lie to others, no matter how you make yourself appear to be the victim, no matter how you make everything, oh, the devil just busy. The devil is busy. They're just attacking me. There are a trillion people in this world. Why would the devil pick you out of all people to attack? What do you have that the devil wants to destroy within you? And stop blaming everything on the devil. Do I personally believe in the devil? Yes, I do believe in evil entities out here. I do believe in it. And I do believe that there are forces, evil forces working in this universe, as well as positive forces working within this universe. But out of trillions of people, with more power, with more education, with more everything that I have, why would the enemy or the devil or the evil forces pick me? They will pick on me. Don't get me wrong. They will pick you every now and then to try you, to try your faith and your higher power. However, majority of the time, you are in the situation you are in because you caused it. Point blank, period. There's no deeper meaning to it. There's no spiritual attack being held on you. Right now, you are in the situation you are in because of the decisions that you are made. If you get paid and your paycheck is gone before you make it to child support, you're in that situation because you decided to lay down with one or multiple women, have multiple children without protecting yourself. Again, that was a decision you made, not the devil. If you're living paycheck to paycheck because your paycheck is gone, because you're in debt, once again, that's a decision you made, not the devil. You knew at the time that you swiped those credit cards that you did not have the money to make those payments. If you were scuffling this week, what made you think by the time that the bill came up that you would have the money to pay it? What made you think that? If you were already in a financial strain that made you have to swipe the card, what was going to happen realistically in your life within the next 30 days that would allow you to be able to pay those bills off? And we lie to ourselves till we begin to believe it. If you know that you cannot pay for a Lexus or a Benz or whatever the case may be, why would you go out and get a brand new car? Now you want your family, you want your church community, you want your social community, you want everybody to feel sorry for you because your car is now up for repossession. If you did not go to school and better yourself, or at least have a plan on what you were going to do once you found out school was not for you, how can you complain about not being financially stable? Where did you think this money was going to come from? Did you think you were going to accidentally walk into success? And school is not for everyone. But what was your plan? If you decided that getting your bachelor's, your master's, or your PhD wasn't for you, what was going to be your plan to survive? You dropped out of high school, or you graduated from high school, but you decided not to go to college, or you decided not to finish college, or you decided to take one of these scam diploma mill type of schools that once you paid your money and graduated from, you realize it's not accepted, it's not accredited, no employer is actually accepting you as having your bachelor's degree. You had no other plans. You didn't take up a trade. You didn't stick to a trade. You didn't come up with an invention. You didn't come up with the need to be fulfilled in society that would make you in demand. So what was going to be your go-to to support yourself? You were just going to be blessed because God loves you and he was just going to bless you, and there wasn't going to be anything on your part that you were going to have to do. If you're still stuck in the same job that you were stuck in when you were 18 or when you were 19 or when you were in your 20s and you have not progressed, you have not been promoted, your income has not increased, what were your plan? How long are you planning on staying there before you step out on faith and make yourself a valuable member? Every situation that I just named, you put yourself in those situations, but you're quick to blame Satan or an evil entity. Nothing is ever your fault. Nothing is ever your fault. And oftentimes we're continuing and perpetuating this behavior consistently, which means that what you did at 18, you're continually to do now that you're XYZ age. And that lack of responsibility has created the middle class, have created the lower class, have created poverty. I don't want to hear I was born into this. No, you were born into this, but you have the power to change your situation. You've created the seed in which you're reaping. You sowed the seed and now you're reaping the harvest. And the harvest is bitter. The harvest is nasty. You don't like what you're reaping, but you're unwilling to change what you're doing because you're so comfortable. You're so comfortable jumping from women to women. You're so comfortable making the minimum amount. You're so comfortable because you always know there's going to be somebody there to catch you, whether it's your mother, whether it's your siblings, whether it's your wife, whether it's your girlfriend. There's always going to be someone there to catch you when you fall that's going to pat you on your back and say, oh, it wasn't your fault. Lord forbid when you finally come to the realization that everything was your fault. Everything was your fault. And I want to tap on this a little bit before I leave. Stop expecting to get more than what you're asking for. Over the weekend, I had a conversation with an individual. And the individual was so distraught because they felt that they didn't receive the type of response that they should have gotten. Well, there were other people in your life that rushed out to you that didn't receive the type of response that they felt that they should have gotten from you. There were people in your life that you let down. There were people in your life that you took for granted. There were people in your life depending on you, not necessarily financial, just for you to be there physically, and you didn't even show. So it's time for us to stop playing the victim and start looking at what we did to cause a situation. If you're tired of what you're reaping, baby, it's time to change what you're sowing. And it's never too late. That's the good thing about it. It's never too late to change where you are. If you want to reap a sweet and bountiful harvest, it's time that you change who you are. Stop making excuses for your behavior and start owning every single corner of your life, every single area. You are the only one that can change where you are. And when you acknowledge that you are the master of your fate, that's when your life will begin to change. Thank you for joining me on another episode of That's my opinion, where OC, open communication, is a must. I look forward to speaking with you again next week. If you have any questions, concerns, topics that you want me to cover, my opinion on a certain situation, please don't hesitate to email me at that's my opinion OC@gmail.com. Have a fantastic day.